But the more again, I'm all like Kasha. It's not a sphere. Ho balach, ho biyovish. If the shmutz on the stone is still lach, still wet, then echam, you shouldn't use it. It's mias, you shouldn't use it a second time. Ho biyovish. If it dried up already, then you can use it a second time. So, Rabbi Yanid Aloch is where the shmutz dried up, but since you used it once, miuchet for basic isay, it's not that muksa anymore, now you can take as many stones as you want. If you only use it on one side, then you can use the other side. But where it was used on both sides, then it's also to use a second time. Your own shmutzi, if you wipe once, you're allowed to use it a second time. Just if you have used it, then you can't use it. So if you get sick, if you use your friends, but Rabbi Yannis didn't, if you used it once, you could use it a second time. If the rain came down on these stones, and Rashi learns means it washed away the shmutz on the stones, and it got wiped away the shmutz. Since it's cold, the stone is still miyuchah to use for the basic kisi, it's not muks, you can take as many as you want. Or else, no, since now it's like cleaned off, maybe you can use these stones for different things, for chop the food with. Or Malay, if the stone rishum, it still looks a little bit, the shmutz is there, so it's still mutter. Because you're not going to use it now for the meducha, you're still using it for the basic kisei, therefore it's not muks, it's mutter to use it. So more, that's the way Rashi learns. The Mechab, I think, learns a little bit different, other Rishonim by studies, that the Shala was, stop, you have stones in the Chotzer, and now on Shabbos it rained, and the rain made it that the mud came and come out, covered up the whole stone. So the stone is like sunk into the ground, because they had to pull it out on Shabbos. The Mor says, if it's Nikki, if you can still see the stone sticking out a little bit, you'll have to pull out the stone from the ground. It's no Issa Harisha or Tlisha, it's mutter to pull it out to use it for the basic Issa. Mor boy mene rabo bar rab shelo maybe rab chizda mal aloisom achrob legag. What about the isa tircha? You let it carry up these stones with you to the top of the gag. If you have a make on the top of the gag, there's a mutter carried up. Or malay answer back. God the cover the bridge. Adoichas loisa says shabatir. I see if the shalos cover the bridge, if you're not going to wipe yourself, it's a big busha, and carrying it up is only a tircha. It's yastul to mux is on isa rabbonin. So the rabbonins are mutter b'mokum cover the bridge. Yosem Reima Komalolo Shmaitito. Ace for Ravin or Reima. So Ravin has the Kasha to Reima. We have Lezer Reimer, Noite Lodem Kisem Michelafona. If you got finished eating, and you got some meat stuck in your teeth, you want to clean out your teeth, it's like covered a breeze, so you'll have to take a toothpick. From what Michelafona? from any wood that's in front of you, even though it's like muksa, still you'll have to use it. Laksos Vashino, to clean out your teeth. The Chum say no. Lo yitu, you can't take any piece of wood, because it's muksa. Elim min ovish obeima, only the wood you set aside to use for your behemoth. So you see, muksa dika wood, according to Chum, it's also to use. What do you want to use it for? To clean out your teeth, which is a shalom from covered abriyas. So you see, the mokum covered abriyas, the rabbanu were not matter the yisa muksa. So why are we learning until now so poshid, that we have to go to the basic kisi, you're allowed to carry with yourself stones that are muksa, because it's covered abriyas. And the Gemara Hachi Yashd, what's on kasher of this? Hosa modem kevei mokum mesuda. Where you gonna eat? Everybody knows before Shabbos where he's gonna eat. So the pshat is, when you know when you eat, you have things stuck in your teeth and it's not nice. So you should have prepared yourself before Shabbos to have toothpicks. Like you should have made wood, oy smoke, so to be miyachet for that. If you didn't do it, then you should have brought a warm out to you. There's a place in the Gemara's times, they didn't have like a bathroom like we have now. In your house, you know where you're going to go. They used to go outside in the fields. If this place was busy, you go to another place. So it wasn't you do exactly where you're going to have to go make on Shabbos. Therefore, they brought a warm mechayev you do to set aside the stones before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, wherever you go, you're allowed to touch the stones, even though the muksa, to wipe yourself as God or cover the brias, that's doicha, they'll give you surum the rabbonin. Rashi, hosam, odim kevei lesuda, boy, the lohochin shom yesma, you should have prepared yourself before Shabbos. Hoboch, odim kevei lebeskisa betemiya, pov mishum moitzi odim shom, vodat lamokamacher, besakisa lohoyim motzalem batayim, shodom batayim baliyah, mavnei doichek batim. So they didn't know exactly where they're going to go make, therefore here they have a heta. Therefore here, Rabban, we're mata the Yisro Muksa. So, of course, they already have to track. What about Bizman Azir today? Lamosha, let's say you have no paper left in your house, or prepared paper for the basic Kisei, and you come to make now, so you want to take any Muksa in your house. L'chur, you should also be allowed to use muksa to wipe yourself with asgava kavod abriyus. Or maybe no, without basmanas, everybody has their own bathroom, and you know where you're going to make. So l'chur, shuldik, you should have prepared yourself before Shabbos with Shabbos paper. If you didn't prepare yourself beforehand, maybe they're going to warm out to you. So I'm not sure exactly. Right. Omer Rav Huna, also lefarnois besodem near b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go make on a sod near. That means a sod that was just plowed before Shabbos. You can't make it on Shabbos. For the more my time, what's wrong with making in a field that the field was just plowed before Shabbos? Ilayim mishum davshif. You want to stop, say going in like it's not your field, it's your friend's field. And davshal als mazik. The guy just plowed his field, it's roy to plant, and now you come to step over it, so it's not nice you'd be mazik his field. For the Gemara, b'zoi afilu b'chol nami, should be yosef b'chol then, you're mazik, it's not a din in Shabbos. Here it's mashman Shabbos you can't make in the field that was just plowed. V'yel zat Gemara mishum asovim, to what we're afraid, that there is grass there, it's rashi mishum asovim. Shemach mislich lukas hanir asovim, oilu ala tzur. Since you just plowed the field, it's like wet, so even on the stones in the fields, the grass is growing on it. And when you wipe yourself, the asovim are coming off. You're like ripping off the grass, off the stones. That's the yitzah. For the Gemara, v'omer ashlokish, tsurora shola by asovim, afilu you have a stone that has grass growing on the stone, out of the stone, still mutla kamech boy. Still you're allowed to wipe yourself on Shabbos with it. Why? What are you afraid? Maybe while you're wiping yourself, maybe some stones will, maybe the grass will come off it. But there it is, you're not mechavim for that though. You're only mechavim to wipe yourself, but it's not a psik ratio, the grass has to come off it. So as lo, v'sheinim mechavim, it's muta. That's al kashir also. What are you saying? It's also to wipe yourself. To make in a field that was just plowed, what are you afraid of? Maybe the stones, they have grass growing on it, so what? Rosh Lakish says, you're allowed to wipe yourself with these stones even on Shabbos. Mishabbos. Mashenkin zot Rosh Lakish v'atulvish b'menu, hed loyitzu yu mechavim b'feirish, to rip off the grass off these stones, b'Shabbos, then chayiv chatis, and then you chayiv chatis. But I call upon him by us, why is it also to make on Shabbos? As a demar elo, duma noket miloi v'shorlo titoi. Hatei, we're talking about even in your own field. So your own field, there's no way some mazik, you're not being mazik the field, even though you just plowed it before Shabbos. If you want to make in your own field, the churut should be mutter. So the issue is, we're afraid, since you just plowed there, there's one side of it has like hills, has the dirt up, and one side has like holes down. So we're afraid, while you're making, you'll take out stones, maybe you'll take a stone from the hill, from a top part, and be short little toy, and you'll throw it to the bottom part, you like smooth out the ground. And that will be this mishum harisho. O mechayim mishum de rabbi, bichayim from rabbi's din. The yama rabbi had before, rabbi said, hoy saloi guma, somebody had a hole in the ground, for tomamo, and he filled it up to smooth it out, is the bias, if he's doing it in his house, and the Gemara times the floor wasn't made out of like us, the rugs, the floor was dirt. So if you do your dirt floor, you smooth it out, you should know chayim mishum bainis, and it's a binyan on Shabbos. Besod, if you smooth out a hole in the karka, in your back, in the chotzer, outside is chayim mishum chayrish. So that's why they asked you not to make a new plow field, because we're afraid since on a plowed field there's a lot of holes and there's a lot of mountains like hills there, we're afraid you'll take out the stone from like a hill and put it down to fill up the hole, and that will be an isha chayrish on Shabbos. Kufas at the mer. Omer ashlokish tzror shola boyasovim. If you have this stone that came grass on it, is mutla kanech boy. You're allowed to wipe yourself with it on Shabbos because it's a dove shenim eskavri, not mechavim to pull off the grass. Fatelish permitted, or if somebody is mechavim aferish to pull off the grass on Shabbos, it's chayiv chatis. Omer papi, said the papi, shma minim with Rosh Lakish. From Rosh Lakish we have a rayon, hay parpisa, that's like a flower pot. Is shorlo tetuli. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos. What should be the shala? The chur, when you're picking up the flower pot, it's like a klisha. You're being mafsit the yanika. Azoy, the flower pot is on the ground, it's being yonik from the karka. Now when you pick it up, you're stopping the yanika, it's not getting its nourishment from the ground, that should be an isha klisha. But you see it from a shlokish, it's muta. Always with shlokish's case, you have this wet stone that is grass growing on it. So he says, you're allowed to pick it up to wipe yourself. But I call upon him, calls the mind, it's attached to the ground, the kura gets nourishment from the ground. When you pick it up now, you're stopping its nourishment, that's the nisat lisha. So you see, that's not called an nisat lisha. That's a chiddush from the Shlottish. So Rashi speaks out what it means. Noah Satlisha means midirabbonin. Midiraisa is Noah Satlisha. And it's not midirabbonin. Tak, it's awesome. But to stamazai, to pick up the plant or to pick up the stone. Over here, mishum kavod abrias rabbonin will matter you. But he says it's mutter means midiraisa. It's mutter. So only yosim midirabbonin. So the rabbonin could be make a mishum kavod abrias. Like we're going to see. Mask of love kind of atokanakashom. Im omru litzarech. Yomush for a circle, that's good for the kasha. What's the raya? Maybe the emissary is also with the rabbonim to pick up this stone. Because when it gets its nourishment from the ground, you pick it up, now you're stopping its nourishment. That's called like klisha. You're pulling it out of the ground, like taking the grass and pulling it out of the ground. So what then? To have a flower pot that's on the ground, you're not allowed to pick it up because you're stopping the yanika. Now here, we're only matted to wipe yourself with these stones. That's covered up brias, let's serve. Om rabbaya. Since we have some halachas talking about these flower pots, we'll say another halacha about it. You should know, if you had a flower pot that was resting on the karka, you pick it up now and let it hang in the ear, Yechayiv al satlisha, like we just got from the saying. So Rashi speaks out here klo. It means only with the rabbanon. It's called the rabbanon de katlisha. That since you are stopping the unique, it looks like you are tolish it. Therefore, with the rabbanon, it's also. And Tais also says like this is only awesome with the rabbanon. Therefore, now it's still here. Shlokas says you're allowed to pick up the stone, even though you're making a tlisha. You're being tolish the asavim, the grass off the ground. The teretz is though it's only awesome with the rabbanon. The hemishim kovad abrias rabbanon will matter you. For Yamuna Fagabi you say this. And let's say Fakert, the flower pot was hanging in the ear on top of pegs. Venich Agabi Karka, you put it down the one. The Karka is Chai Mushun Nutaya. It's Midriabon and the Adonisa Nutaya. Because Vaita, since you be Mikarba, you're putting it closer to the ground, it gets more unique now, it gets more nourishment from the ground. That's how you're making it grow better. That's also Kopon and Midriabon. That's more Vaita. Omer Rabbi Yechinen. You can't wipe yourself with an earthly keli on Shabbos. My time, what's the issue to wipe yourself with a cheres? Ilema mishum sakono, vice versa chop, you may cut yourself with it. As if Yechon says a loshen, it's also lekanech b'Shabbos. Mashmetz and isra on Shabbos, and if it's mishum sakono, it should be also even in the middle of the week also. V'yelo mishum kshofen, elamai to wipe yourself with a kli cheres, it's nisoch kishuv, it's no good, it's dangerous. It should be also even doing the weekday. Why is it Bechon says Nisr on Shabbos? If you want to say it's Nisr on Shabbos, you have to say Bechon means to say that there's a shiloh by using a sharp kli cheres. Maybe you'll pull off the hair while you're wiping yourself. For the Moritz, Dover Sheni Miskavenu. So why is it also? You're not Mechavin to pull off the hair. And why says it's not a psik ratio, so it should be Mutter. Since a big person said this din that was Rabbi Yechonin, his name of a time, let's understand, let's say a time what he meant to say is Loimi boy b'chol d'yoser, he meant to say there's not only in the week, there's also Avo b'Shabbos ho yo v'ikotaris kli alov shapidomi. Hey, don't think in the weekday Avadim it's also to use it, because in the middle of the weekday you could use a stone better than the Kli Cheres. And there's no Issa Mux in the middle of the weekday, so Avadim it's better to use a stone than to use the Kli Cheres. Mashenkin on Shabbos, that a stone is Muxim, so I would think the Kli Cheres is better to use, because it's not Muxim. Afilu the Chiddush is, I would think it's mutter to use the kli cheres to wipe yourself on Shabbos. Kamash malon. That's also what's the yisa. Either mishum sakon, maybe you cut yourself, or else it's an yisa mishum kshofim. So the Gemara, Rava masni lo, Rava learned no mishum ashoras nimin. Rava learned the reason why the Yechon said it was also to wipe yourself with the kli cheres on Shabbos is because we're afraid maybe you pull off the hair, you'll cut off the hair. The kash, then we had a kash, the Rabbi Yechon, the Rabbi Yechon, but it's a Stephen Rabbi Yechon. Mi yom, Rabbi Yechon, and also lekenech becheres b'Shabbos, is the truth that Rabbi Yechon said, you're not allowed to wipe yourself with the kli cheres on Shabbos. Almo, let this pshat, what's the yisei dover, sheinim eskavin also, because dover sheinim eskavin is also, because by pulling off the hair, you're not mechavin to pull off the hair. Elamai, since it comes out, it's a dover sheinim eskavin, still it's also, like a beauty sheeter. For the Gemara Kasha, Vomer Rabbi Yechon himself paskind, Halacha Gestam Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon all over paskind like Gestam Mishnah. Rutanan is a Mishnah in Nozer that says, Nozer, even though a Nozer has an Issa to pull out his hair, Choyfe from a Pasveis, he's allowed to scrub and rub his hair. Aye, maybe hair will come out. The Torah says, Yinam Mechavin, so you see a Dovah Shein Meskavin as Mutter. Avoloi sir, but you can't comb your hair. You have to answer back that the Yisra is not Mishum HaShavah's Nimim, and Rabbi Yechon in that he tells us on Shabbos, he means, let me boy come. Not only in the weekdays at Osir, because there, of course, you could use a stone better than a Klicheris, but even on Shabbos that a stone is Muksa, still it's better to use a stone than to use a Klicheris. And what's the Yisra? Either because it's Mishum HaShavah, it's dangerous as Kshofim, or else it's bad as a Sakon. So the more Mike Shofim, what's the riot? Say, what's the chesaron of Kishuv? Mokiho the Rav Chizda and Rabba Bar Avuna have a koad libiarva. Both Rav Chizda and Rabba Bar Avuna was going in a ship. Orma Luhui Matrinusa, there was a shik said the Agoya, Oisvim Badaychu. She wanted to sit with them. V'lo Yesvu, they didn't let her sit with them. Is Omru Iyomil, so she said some type of Kishuv. Osrosaliyav, she like stopped the whole ship from moving with her Kishuv. Omru Inumil, so they answered back, also said something, and Shayu, they were mad to the ship to let it go. Shrash learns Omru Bilesh Rashi, Omru Inumil, so I had a shame tire. It wasn't Kishiv, or they shame tire. They said something back, but it was also that took away the Kishiv of the Isha. Omru Luhu, so she said to them, My Evaluchu, what can I do to you? She was saying the reason why her Kishiv didn't work. It's because you people don't wipe yourself with chaspa. Mashmir, if they would have wiped themselves with chaspa, this earthly keli, then Shehosh Kishav would have had shlita over them. She could have stopped them. For loivaita kotluchu kina banaychu, you don't kill lice when they're on your begodim. Vice, that's also bad for Kishav. For loishalaf luchu yirok, you don't pull out a vegetable. For yochluchu mikisham the yasa ginoi. Hey, the yasa mikisham means like the Rashi says the ogud, when the gardener. When the farmer, when he bundles up together either the shum, the garlic, or the onions, he puts them in a bundle. Now, when you buy them, it's no good to pick out the onion from the bundle. That's bad for kishuv. What you should do is first untie the bundle, and then you'll take and eat the vegetables. That's that the farmer bundles it up, ties it up together. For Yechon, you eat it out of the bundle. El, what should you do? First you untie the whole rope, the whole string, the whole bundle. Tchila, Shema Mina, Koparim Tzarayif Mia, Kolhani, Koshlik Shofim. All these three things is bad for Kshofim. So Mashma, if you wipe yourself with Kli Cheres, that's bad for Kishof. Vait Om Alei Rafuna. The Rabba Brei, Rafuna told his son, My time of the Shchicha came with Rav Chizda. How come you don't go learn by Rav Chizda the Mechadet in Shvaita? He will teach you how to learn very good, it will sharpen your head a little bit. Omalei, so the son answered back, My Ezla Gabei, why should I go to him? The Chiyazun, because the few times that I went to him, like Gabei, Moisel Lebemil of the Alma, he was Stam talking to me Stam in Yonim of the world, he didn't teach me Torah, he had the son at Tainas, he wasn't learning in Torah then, he was Stam talking to me of the Alma. I told his father, you know what we're talking about. He's saying like this. Rav Chizda was telling them, Man the Isla Basikise, somebody goes to make in the Basikise, Lelaise Bade, don't go and sit down right away. Lelitrach Tfe, and don't push too much. Why? Dare Kakashta means the rectum, Atlos Shine Yosef. It's like staying on three glands there. And it's a very delicate. And Dilma Mishtamet Ishina the Kakishta. Maybe one of the glands will break on you. Therefore, don't push too much. V'yosel desakon, and if you do it, you come with desakon. So Amalei, the father told the son, Hevi asek bechaya de b'raisa. Rav Chizda were teaching you shtakar alochot how to keep yourself healthy. V'yatamat emil v'yam, and you're saying these are stam mil v'yam he's talking about. Kol shchein zulagabe yavad, you should go and learn all these things. They're very, very important. Don't sit down fast. Over chayzik and too strong. The fish and niftach and neck, you've opened up the hole there. The chazaka with strands, the nitkin. Shinek akash to be yitzis. You're afraid the other glands will come out. The litrach tvei iblasm. But Someone has in front of him a choice to wipe himself either with tzur or with rocks, or else v'cheres is alocha rafunu of makneh b'tzur. It's better to use a tzur. The drashi b'shabes afa pi delav ba tiltlu b'yama. Even though it's mukse, there's no real heter to touch it. But here mishum makaver abriz is muta. Like more before, it's better than to use a kli cheres. We had before. He holds it's better to wipe yourself with the cheres. Don't come on to mukse. Trash mekanech becheres. She is teres kli oleha. Somebody has in front of them a stone or a kli cheres. Mekanech becheres. V'yei mekanech betzur. You see a riot to Afuna, and you see a riot to Rav Chizda. That's better to use the Kli Cheres, and of course, the Kashan also gave before. They were saying it's a Sakona or a Kishuv to use Kli Cheres. There's a Churat Yuf to the Rav Huna. And the Mara Tigmar Rafram. Ba Papa Kai made Rav Chizda Libid Rav Huna be Ugne Kalim. That we say it's mutter to use the Kli Cheres as Ugne Kalim, that's the rim around the Kali. And that by says there's no Kishuv or there's no Sakona. But to use the Kli itself, that's Takosa. Rashi Bugni Kalim Shame Chalok is very smooth. Vienna Mikroim, I suppose that doesn't rip the skin. Therefore there's no sakon involved. But Hoyulufon of Tsurovyasovim. Abiyasovim. You have in front of you either stones to wipe yourself with or else grass leaves that are growing. Is of Chizav Rav Hamnuna, Machlik is Chadov Meknech Betsur. It's better to use the stones. Vien Meknech Besovim. And don't use the grass. The chadam and not mekanech b'yasovim, use better the grass. V'yem mekanech b'tzur, and don't use the stones. Trashi, v'yem mekanech b'yasovim, shasovim lachim, because the stone, the grass is like wet. V'choy t'chines abos, it cuts the skin. That's one Shabbos. But same mefarshim is shum t'lisha. Maybe we're afraid you'll pick it off on Shabbos. V'yem yodei omal, what's the shayla of t'lisha? Ibiasti biasov mitz with the grass mechuborim miyika manda shori kumdum anu nukmukum mechuborim mekanech ben mechuborim. The other side is no, that it's still attached and you're wiping yourself while it's attached. So avad, you're not mechaben to pull it off. Maybe you pull it off. Vayde ve mekanech betzur drashid la batil that's muksuke mechanech besovim kshem mechuborim. Well, you see them, don't move them, don't pull them off. What are you saying? It's better to use the grass more than stone, because stone is muksa. Mashen can't wipe yourself with grass, it's not muksa. It's also an Isra on Shabbos. Like you can't climb up a tree, you can't hang your clothing on a tree. It's only an issue, you can't use or climb up a tree, it's also. Mashen can grass. It's also to put things on top of. Over here, it's also mutter to wipe yourself with the grass, providing you're not going to pull it off. But the more meisvei mekanech v'davar shorsh letes bo shinuf tachtonis noishrus. That if you wipe yourself with something that's burnable, you could use in the fire, it's bad for you. So here, the chur of grass you could burn. Mola kasher obalach and abuvation. When it's wet, it's mutter. When it's dry, then takatzasa. Rashi lachim is einar sholabo. When it's still wet, then it's not burnable. That's when it's mutter. Right? Hanitzorach lafano. Somebody has to go to the basic kisei. V'einu nifna. He doesn't go. Is Rav Chizda v'Ravina. Chadam ruach rosh letes boy. He's gonna have ruach ra in him. The chadam ruach zumash letes boy. He's gonna start smelling. Tanya command the yam ruach zumash letes boy. He's gonna start smelling bad. The Tanya Nitzorach l'kol. Somebody has to go to the basic kisei. Has to go make. The Yoichel, instead of making, he sits down to eat. Is doima, what is he like? Letarno, like an oven. Shesekula gabi afori. That you start out to bake the second time on top of the first schmutz, the first dirt, dust. Like usually what you do is after you bake once, you clean out the coals, then you start new. Yeah, you didn't clean out, you baked on top of the old schmutz. Vizui tchilas ruach zuma. That's the beginning of smelling, so you see it's right, it's ruach zuma. Somebody has to go to make. But he can't go. Omar Rav Chizda, what's the Eitzah? Yamed v'yesh, let him stand up, then sit down. Yamed v'yesh, do some exercise, up and down. Rav Chonim min ador yoma, yisal kon zdodin, let him move to the side. It's also an Eitzah. Rashi, kisha boy the gatsa bezov yizu, if you try and make on one corner, yistal gazov yisacheres, if you go try and go walk to the other corner and try and make there. Rav Hamnun Rama, yemash prince betzor, like we had before, take stone and rub yourself, base samakim, that helps, be a samakim, to make a place we have to go, that's a place to rub yourself. Rabbona Namri, another way to the Sir Daitai. Messiah Das, don't think about going. Omle Ravacha, Bred, the Rabbi Ravashi, Kolchchen, the Chimasiah Daitai, Lemafani. Havad, if you're not going to think about going, you're not going to go. He starts thinking about it, helps you. Omle, what he meant to say was, the Sir Daitai, Mdvor Machirim. Faket, stop thinking about anything else. And that will make you go. Omle Rav Yimim Midiftel, the Dichos Lehutaya. I once saw an Arab. The Koim V'Yosef, he sat down and got up, he was up and sat down. The Koim V'Yosef, got up and sat down. The Shavuk G'dayr, until he had to go, Mamash G'dayr. Toner Rabbonin, Ha'nichnas L'Sudas Kva, somebody goes into the Sudas Kva, big meal, is before he goes, he should check himself. And if the shaykhis of going is Yehalech Yud Pom Mishal Arba Hamas, he should walk 10 times the length of 4 Amas. V'yamrul, some said the other way. Dal Pom, he should walk 4 times Shal Eser Amas, 10 Amas each time. V'nifna, that will make him go to the Beis Kisei first. V'nichnas V'yeshivim Koyim, then he'll be able to stay in his place and have a nice Suda. Rashi, Yud Pomim Yamtim Bein Pam Lepam, wait in between each time. Is that the chil between 10 or 4 times? That you have to wait in between. So one man Yama says, walk 4 Amas, then wait, try and go, then walk another 4 Amas. One man Yama says, no, walk 10 Amas first, and then try and be ready yourself to go to the Beis Kisei. That's enough communion. But after you walk either 4 Amas or these 10 Amas, be ready yourself each time. It's better to walk. It's better first to walk 10 Amos and then try and go to the Beis Kisei. But there's the Eitzah, always try and go to the Beis Kisei before you go to the Suda. Have a new Suda.